At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
It's perhaps a grim reflection of our times that there are now events for people to help them put down their phones. One will take place this Sunday in the Museum of Literature in Dublin. Everyone there will white-knuckle their way through 3 hours of not having to being able to check their apps. Rosanna Irwin is the organiser. Good afternoon, Rosanna.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. At the event, do you frisk people for a phone? Do they have to put them in a locked box? How does that work?
We do have lock boxes on site. We don't force anyone to put their phone away, but if people would like to submit their phones, we'll happily hold them for the 3 hours. We're really just trying to create a space where people can do something offline, get creative, do some yoga and spend some time phone free in a beautiful space.
Yeah. But do people have to pay for that? Like, as a society, have we lost such a degree of control to our phones that we have to, it has to be done in a formal setting rather than just turning it off ourselves?
Well, it's the event is phone free, but it is an event in itself. There's a full on hour worth of yoga, Oscuelga. There's a darning and mending workshop, both hosted by creative community. So you're going to a regular event just like anything else. But the added bonus is that if you would like to, you can do it phone free.
Yeah. But you also have cabins that people can go to and it's longer periods without the phone.
Yeah, I also run a company called Samsu, where we put off-grid cabins into Irish nature for people to do digital detoxes or to spend time phone-free. There's a huge benefit to being offline, and it does wonders for your mental health and creativity. And we've seen a huge need for it. We've been almost full. We're actually a year old today, and we've been 90% occupied since we launched a year ago.
Yeah, and when the people come out, are they completely changed?
Yeah, we get a huge amount of repeat business. We've had 6 or 7 people already come back and make it an annual occurrence. It feels like we've kind of forgotten what it's like to spend days without our phone. Like 85% of us check our phone within the first 15 minutes, and average screen time of teenagers is between 6 and 7 hours, which is most people's full working day. There's definitely a problem with screen time and phone addiction.
It is really, we're at the point now where it is like an addiction, and not just for kids who grew up with it, probably a lot of older people as well.
Yeah, my parents like to scold us, me and my brothers, but they're just as bad. And it's funny, I'm 30, so I grew up as a child without a phone and went through the transition into a life where we have it all the time. But I look at younger cousins and friends who have had phone addiction since 5 or 6, who have from the age of 3 are able to mimic the screen, the scrolling effect with their fingers. So it's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it with my own eyes. Toddlers, you present them with a book and they poke it with their finger and they don't understand at first why it's not moving.
Yeah.
Because
it's become a normality, and I guess we're trying to turn the tide a little bit and try and encourage people to remember that there is a life outside your screen, and it's actually a pretty nice one, and to try and build a bit more regular time phone free, like you would with any addiction, right? The first thing that you do is try and spend some time without that thing, and that's what we're trying to do.
Though I suppose it's also then about finding a balance, because it might go off and stay in one of your cabins, but then they're back on the phones again.
Yeah, this is it. You do have to return to normality at some point. But I guess my goal is that we try and help people build more regular habits. Maybe it's that they leave their phone downstairs when they go to bed, or when they wake up in the morning, they go for a run or a walk without their phone. And just try and have better boundaries and a bit more respect for the device that is currently controlling their life.
Yeah. Rosanna, thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Rosanna Irwin there of SAMHSA.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.